Good morning, and welcome to the morning prayer service for Wednesday, June the 10th. It is a blessing for me to be able to help create an oasis, a holy oasis, in the midst of our week as we come before God in prayer, as we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit, as we seek to follow Christ through our lives. Throughout this time, I want to invite you to join in responsively for some pieces, as well as joining with me in unison for others. I'd also like, if you are able, to invite you to grab a candle to help to complete the holy space in which we are in. And now let us begin by lighting our Christ candle. We greet this day by first greeting this light, a reminder of so much, of the power that light has over darkness, of the presence of Christ in our lives, and of the movement of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and in our everyday. May we burn with holy light as we move through this time of prayer. May we be led by the light of Christ every step of the way. I'd like to invite you to join with me responsively in reading Psalm 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue and do no evil to their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. As we listen to the words of the psalm, some words that jump out at me right away are those who, a line that says basically, those who keep their oath even to their hurt. And I am reminded of everything that's going on in this world, and also of the importance of us caring for one another, of standing up for one another, of standing between danger and those who are being oppressed. I want to invite us in this time as we listen to music to reflect on the ways that we can offer ourselves for the care and support of our brothers and sisters in this world. In coming before God, we open ourselves up, our whole selves, even the blemishes that we would rather others not see. And so let us offer our prayer of confession, offering up to God our brokenness, our sin, the darkness that lives within each of us, that we might be filled with holy light. Let us pray. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is a hard thing to follow. Calls us into uncomfortable places, asks us to do things we're not always ready for. Yet you, O God, have placed that path at our feet. You call us to the places where you are already at work and invite us to be partners in your new creation. Forgive us when we hesitate to follow your Spirit. Forgive us when we ignore you completely and go our own way. Inspire us with your word. Kindle again in our hearts flames of passion for following you. We ask this and all things in the strong name of our brother and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The assurance of God's love is that God never gives up on us. In Christ, we are shown a way to walk. In the Spirit, we are given a guide, and every day we are offered a chance to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for so much holy presence in our lives. Amen. We turn now as we continue our story of Job. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. Job said, "Let the day perish on which I was born, and the night that said a man-child is conceived. Let that day be darkness. May God above not seek it, or light shine on it. Let gloom and deep darkness claim it. Let clouds settle upon it. Let the blackness of day terrify it. Let thick darkness seize it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Yes, let that night be barren. Let no joyful cry be heard in it. Let those curse it who curse the sea, those who are skilled to rouse up Leviathan. Let the stars of its dawn be dark. Let it hope for light, but have none. May it not see the eyelids of the morning, because it did not shut the doors of my mother's womb and hide trouble from my eyes." Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "If one ventures a word with you, will you be offended? But who can keep from speaking? See, you have instructed many. You have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have supported those who were stumbling, and you have made firm the feeble knees. But now it has come to you, and you are impatient. It touches you, and you are dismayed. Is not your fear of God your confidence, and the integrity of your ways your hope? Think now, who that was innocent ever perished? Or where were the upright cut off? As I have seen, those who plow iniquity and sow trouble reap the same. By the breath of God they perish, and by the blast of his anger they are consumed." And Job responded, saying, "Therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the dragon that you set guard before me? When I say, my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint, then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that I would choose strangling and death rather than this body. I loathe my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone, for my days are a breath. What are human beings that you make so much of them, that you set your mind on them, visit them every morning, test them every moment? Will you not look away from me for a while? Let me alone until I swallow my spittle. If I sin, what do I do to you, you watcher of humanity? Why have you made me your target? Why have I become a burden to you? Why do you not pardon my transgressions and take away my iniquity? For now, I shall lie in the earth. You will seek me, but I shall not be." These are hard words, opening with Job cursing the day of not just his birth, but his conception, followed by a seeming attempt at support from his friend Eliphaz, and then Job again now turning to God, asking why. Why all of these terrible things? Why won't you just leave me alone? Many of us have struggled both with hardship and with supporting friends and family through loss and pain. In the case of Eliphaz, we have been Eliphaz. We have offered empty words that, when have you ever seen an innocent person punished? Or saying things like, God never gives us more than we can handle. These are empty words, because surely for Job it was more than he could handle, more than he could take. And so he cried out, cursing the day of his conception, seeking time away from God's testing, seeking time away from the holy, that he might be alone and outside of that suffering that he has been going through. In this time of silent reflection, I want us to think back on those times where we have turned to God and cried out, why? And I want us to remember that lament is a part of who we are as people of faith, crying out while still believing. It's like when a child stumbles and hurts themselves and they cry out to their parents. The parents don't get angry at the child for crying out. They rush to them. They hold them. Let us reflect on the ways that God has rushed to our aid in our times of trouble. Let us pray. Hear us as we pray this morning, O God. Hear our cries of lament and our shouts of joy as we lift our open hearts to you. We come this morning greeting the light, greeting the day, greeting you and your holy presence with us. As we do, we are reminded of the many times and ways that you have wrapped yourself around us, holding us close. You walk beside us when the way is clear, but you also give us light when the way is dark. You watch over us when we sleep, but you also sit up with us when late into the night our thoughts keep us awake. Your presence saturates our lives such that every moment in our everyday is filled with you. Hear us in our prayers as we acknowledge you and the ways that you have always been with us in our lives. As the light of this day falls upon us, soaking us in light and warmth, we cannot help but give thanks for this day, for this moment, for this life that you have gifted us, O God. We also give thanks for the turning of the seasons. As we move closer and closer to summer, we see your promise of new life lived out in the bursting forth of life around us. We also give thanks for the gift of one another. In these times where we continue to be disconnected from so much, we are thankful for the ways that we can still find connection with our friends, our loved ones, our kindred in faith. For all in this world that brings us joy, that gives us hope, that helps us walk, we give thanks in the silence of this moment. With you beside us, and with the light of this day poured over us, we find the safety and security that we need to offer up our prayers of concern, our worries, and our laments. In you, we know that we are loved and precious, but in your world, we see so many of our kindred treated like they do not have value, like their lives do not matter. Remind us that when the shepherd tends the flock, all the sheep are important. But when one is lost or in danger, the shepherd's focus changes. That one sheep requires care, support, and attention. May we understand our world in a similar way, that we all have value, but that in this moment, Black lives require our attention, our love, our support. Humble us when we would speak over others, silencing them. Encourage us to empower others. Hear our prayers, O God, for a world divided as we seek greater unity and equality. Lastly, we pray for ourselves. We need your guidance as we strive to be agents of healing and care in a world that needs both. We also need your strength so that we might support one another through these difficult times. We need your grace because we stumble, we trip, and sometimes we just go in the wrong way altogether. And we need your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness as we swallow our pride and find our way back to you. We ask for these things and for so much more as we strive to follow you. Hear the silent prayers of our hearts as we lift them to you in this moment. These are the prayers of your people. Prayers spoken and unspoken, we bind them together as we offer the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle this morning, I invite you to blow it out and offer with me this prayer for guidance. Though the light of this candle goes out, your light, O Christ, continues to shine on in us. Send the Holy Spirit to guide us as we make our way through our day, through our week, through our lives. We ask this and all things in your name, O Christ, our light and our way. Amen. Now go. Go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs. Go to those places where God is already at work. Go. And be a blessing to this world. Amen.